Patient's name is Cadence Brown, first name K-A-Y-D-E-N-C-E, last name B-R-O-W-N. I already began a dictation for this young patient, but was disconnected, so I am starting it again. Date of birth is 2/1/2018, date of service is 4/19/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 4-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of fever, small red dots on bilateral hands and the palm. And she states that her mouth does hurt and that she wasn't able to eat yesterday. This has been going on for the past 3 days. Mom states that the fever did get as high as 103.8. Allergies, known and drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history, bilateral eustachian tubes, social history denies, exposure to secondhand smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, heart rate is 128, respiratory rate 16, temp 99, O2 100, and she weighs 41 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed. She does appear to be uncomfortable, though, sobbing, very fearful of assessment by provider. She is easily consoled by the grandmother. H-E-E-N-T, her mucous membranes are moist. She does have erythema to the posterior pharynx, but a very small 0.1 centimeter dots just around the outside of her lip. Bilateral eustachian tubes intact, but she does have some excessive cerumen. Neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations, even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions, assessment and plan, or correction. Skin, please add, she does have small dots noted on the palms of her hand and also on the soles of her feet bilaterally. She states that they are not itchy, but those are present. Assessment and plan number one, Coxsackie virus, hand, foot, and mouth disease. Patient will get a prescription of amoxicillin, and mom will hold that medication and only give it if her symptoms get worse due to her throat. However, I did discuss for her to encourage fluids and return to the clinic if she has any worsening condition to see if we would need to possibly give her a steroid medication. At this time, I do not think that's necessary. Mom will continue to treat her fever with Motrin Tylenol over the counter. She does agree with the plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.